Picture this. You suddenly find yourself thrust into uncharted territory with all eyes on you for guidance. How do you navigate such a situation?
Have you ever contemplated the deep significance of leadership in your life? Well, get ready, because today we are diving into a captivating discussion on leadership led by Heather Goodchild, Vice President at Color Science. Welcome to Secrets in Medical Device Sales. I am Annalisa Rhodes.
And I am Cynthia Ficarra. Together, we are the girls of grit, yet ready to make your ultimate dreams of success a reality with our wealth of knowledge gained from a combined 40 years experience.
We will share key secrets that will give you a competitive edge and pave the way for success in this coveted industry.
Good morning, Lisa, and good morning to all of our listeners.
Good morning, Cindy. Yes, good morning to everyone, and welcome back to part two of our Spotlight series featuring our very special guest today, Heather Goodchild, who is Vice President of Professional Business at Color Science. So to give you guys a brief background on Heather, I'm just going to read from her bio. It's really impressive. So Heather Goodchild started in the treatment room and went to the boardroom. For over two decades, she has been devoting her career to helping people feel better about themselves by improving the health of their skin, which we all know is very important. In this endeavor, she has served as senior leader for companies like Skin Medica and Color Science, and she's an advisor to skincare startups as well. Heather is known for creating, driving, training, education, and strategic development programs that connect skincare to improved outcomes.
And there's more. Alongside her team of leaders, strategists, business development managers, and educators, they are changing the experience of having advanced cosmetic treatments and services through healthy skin transformation that provides wearable, multifunctional products that deliver immediate confidence and long-term visible results. And if you are aware, they are TikTok famous. It has gone viral. Yay! So without further ado, let's listen in to our interview with Heather Goodchild.
We just did an episode on leadership, and we did a Harvard Business Review that we talked about. We looked it up and talked about it. And one of the leadership qualities is being okay with the unknown, right?
Yes.
The fact that it is going, it's chance. You're going to take a chance, and it may not work, or it may not be 100% successful. But then what you also talked about, another great leadership skill, is being analytical, being able to break it down and understand maybe where you're good at, where your success is, and then where your failures are, and understanding that and being able to then pivot and move and change. And I think all
the
of that
adaptability
makes you such a great leader, Heather. I mean, you embody a great leader. I mean, everything that you've talked about so far has been right up the alley for great leadership skills.
I've had great leaders who've modeled it for me. And I think that's been key for me, is I've been able to see it and have people who've cared enough to instill some of those things or cared enough to push me to go learn them. And so I think if I said I'd follow Mary Fisher anywhere, there's a reason for that, right? There's a reason why I'd follow her company to company. And it's because she has been such a role model of what great female leadership looks like for me to learn from. And then my parents, my dad, right? He had two girls, no sons, but his two girls were going to grow up as forces, never needing to depend on a man for anything, but to find a partner. And I think those have been some of the things that have really helped model along the way. Now that I'm at the point we talked about, now that I'm at level 44 in my life, I have
some
time to be able to go back and reflect and have some perspective of reflection back to go, oh, these are the things that were setting you up to prepare you to reach hard times. I mean, in my career, as in my role as vice president of professional business, I've hit things that I never would have thought I would have to be challenged with, right? Never would have thought COVID, cut half your team, remodel it. Never would have thought, oh, and by the way, you're going to lose one of your top products. You know, there's just so many adversity things that I never thought I would face because you hadn't heard about them before.
Yeah.
Right. With others. But the people who have helped nurture me along the way, unknowingly or maybe knowingly, help set me up to be able to face some of those really tough things that you have to face.
And it seems you still believed in everything that you were doing. We had done a previous podcast. We're talking about always knowing why you do something and having a North Star. And based on kind of what you were saying, all these things are happening, but you still were looking at that North Star, like, we will find a way. We are going to get there. We are going to bring all of us together in a better way. And to be doing even more than you ever imagined is very, very commendable. So I'm really happy for you. I think that's very exciting. Something to celebrate, because it certainly wasn't easy. It's just great to hear that there's everybody out there struggling at times within their jobs. And just hearing your story, I find extremely inspiring. I really do.
Thank you. I think what's inspiring is also the people that I get to work around, right? So you can have a thought, you can have even like the path forward very well laid out and everybody's bought in. At the end of the day, you have to have a team who's equally as inspired, as excited, ready to go do the hard things and have the courage to take that step forward. And where we are, we would not be without our sales leadership team. So our area directors who led that transformation. I think when you're in a role like vice president or an executive, there are accolades, like you guys are giving me the credit for that, but really it's not mine. It's the teams who executed on it. And it's exciting to see for them. Like, they would all be phenomenal guests on this podcast because each one of them is just a force in their own right.
Cindy and I were just on a podcast actually not that long ago, and we were asked one of the questions, which is, why do women feel like they need to do it all? Yeah. Why do you feel like you need to be the sole provider, the sole winner, the sole, I'm going to go get 10 accounts all by myself? And you were very quick to give credit to other people that really helped raise you up to get to where you're at today. And I'm going to ask you this. I mean, was that always something? I mean, have you always embodied that, being able to lean on others and know and trust and find those good mentors? Or did that take time for you to understand that, hey, maybe I can't do it all myself, but that if I build a really amazing team, they'll be there to support me?
Yeah, it's such a great question, because in full transparency, I am one of those people that has a hard time asking for help. Yet I grew up playing team sports. And I think that really helped me learn that you win together. And when you win together, that feels so much better than just when you're the star. And I had the opportunity to be MVP, most athletic, and I had the opportunity to be president's club and all those things. And they, don't get me wrong, they feel amazing, but nothing beats the feeling of when you're on a journey with a group of people and you've set out to go do something and then you accomplish it together and you're able to recognize everybody's role within that and you get further than you even thought you would. That is a better feeling than any single accolade. So I think the team sports helped me see that. Maybe those awards fueled the competitive drive a little bit more that is important to this whole recipe too. But I am still working on learning how to ask for help every time I need it. I'm still not there. And again, I'm a mom. I'm all these things where I should be able to just very easily ask for help when I need it. But there are times that I still struggle doing that.
I think as young girls, a lot of us are taught, hey, you should be able to do this on your own, or you're at that age, you should be able to do that, Annalisa. A lot of that, I think, drives, I know for me anyhow, I struggle with asking for help. But every great leader, Cindy, that you and I have talked to and we've interviewed, every single one of them talks about their team, talks about the people that have either led them or they now lead or both. And it just brings home that it's okay to ask for help. It's okay to lean on people and it's okay to learn from them, because honestly, that's where we learn all of our experiences, right? We're not going to go through everything, but if we can take what we've learned from people and then instill that in others and in ourselves, I really feel like that's true success. That really helps us become those CEOs of our own career paths.
And that continuous learning is something we hear over and over, that all leaders are continuous learning. So let's ask you, what do you do to continuously learn? Is there certain books you read? Are there podcasts you listen to? Anybody you are inspired by?
Yeah, for me, I'm a researcher. Like that's just, if I'm going to go learn, I'm going to go dig in, and I dig in pretty hard. But on a regular basis, I love listening to podcasts. Part of my morning routine is one's on while I'm in the shower, one's on while I'm getting ready. If it's not a podcast, it might be an Audible book. And I switch between, I like to listen to a diverse set of different inputs. So I'll listen to female-led podcasts. I'll listen to male-led. There's one by Craig Rochelle that has a bit of faith base to it. And so I love listening to Diary of a CEO. He's a 31-year-old guy who's just done amazing multiple businesses, right? So he's younger than me in a completely different industry. I guess the point is I found time every single day where I am learning. I'm taking in other insights and different ideas related to business or leadership. And then from a book standpoint, every year I reread The Alchemist. I don't know if you're familiar with that book. Yeah. Since I first was introduced to it, gosh, maybe 12 years ago now, every year I reread it. What's so interesting is I find myself as I'm evolving, I'm rereading this book each year. And each time I find something different in it, something else speaks to me through it, even though now I've read it 12 times, right? Something else speaks to me. And what's so interesting about that book, if you've not read it, it really is a story of someone finding themselves and finding their purpose. And you follow along in that journey of them learning to trust themselves. And I think that's why it speaks to me so much, because that's been something for me along my career. I've doubted myself plenty, right? And usually when I doubt myself the most, it's when I'm not listening or trusting myself. And that never leads me to a great place. Mm. You know, I think it's healthy to question yourself, but to sit in doubt is not a great place to be. And so I think that book really speaks to me for that reason, because it's just this great journey of someone evolving through that and ultimately finding what they were meant to do, right, in life.
I love
that. It's an easy read. Yeah.
I will now read it because I have not read it. I have not. But you said something that's so true, and you were very vulnerable with that. And that is, not always did you trust yourself. Not always did you give yourself the credit that you deserved. And I think a lot of us do that as women, because I think in our heart of hearts, we know, but then we're like, ooh, I don't know. Am I going to be judged wrong for that? Maybe that's the wrong answer, especially if you're in a sea of men like we are. Well, they wouldn't do that. Why should I think that I can do that? And so I think you bring up a really good point that it's about self-discovery, but it's also about trusting yourself. And yeah, I think it's really important to use that gut check.
Yeah. And then listen to it. Listen to it. Because for me, my experience has been, when I don't, that's when I wind up having the regrets later on, right? Yeah. When I say, like, this is here for a reason, listen to yourself, listen to that.
Yep.
You go the right direction. Yeah.
1000%. I had a tough decision to make a little while ago, and man, I was tossing and turning over it. And I finally was like, what am I doing? This isn't the right decision for me. I need to stick with what I feel is right in my heart. And I made that decision, and I haven't looked back since.
Right. Yeah.
You give so much great insight to all of our listeners. But if you could leave us with just one thing as to what all of our listeners would want to hear from you, what would that be?
Well, one thing is trust yourself. We just talked about it. So maybe if I was to add one more thing, it would be related to a recent experience. So I would imagine your listening audience is diverse in age. And I remember being early in my career and being invited to sit at that table and wasn't totally sure why I was there. I was just excited to be there, right? And now I find myself, I'm at the table, but the dynamics have changed. And so I'm not the youngest person at that table anymore. In fact, sometimes I'm the oldest person at that table. And my purpose is now different. The role, the seat that I'm filling is now different. And I think the thing to take away is, no matter where you are, if you're getting asked to go, you're there for a reason. And knowing that your contributions matter, whether you're early in your career and your new fresh eyes are valued because it's a fresh perspective, or maybe you're more seasoned and you get to be a model of what could be and inspire others, or provide some wisdom on, like, hey, I've tried a lot of different things. Here's some things to think about, right? But just knowing that was such an aha moment for me recently, because I did, for a moment, I got a little stuck in the, man, I'm the oldest gal at this table. What am I doing here? Right. And then a good friend of mine said, I'll tell you what you were doing there. You were serving as inspiration for those that are going to come after you. That's what you were doing. I thought, oh, what a mind shift I have to, because I'm at a different point. And so just knowing that no matter where you are, the point that you're at has value to the others that you're sitting with.
Love that. I love that.
So well said.
And with that, that is a perfect place to end this podcast and this episode. Heather, thank you so much for joining us today. This was fantastic. I cannot wait to read The Alchemist. And we wish you good luck in the rest of the year. And hopefully the company just reaches even greater milestones than you guys have already reached.
Follow us on TikTok. You'll see Color Science on TikTok and you'll get it. It's rocking and rolling right now.
With you at the helm, I'm sure it will be great. So yes, where can somebody find you? Or if you wanted to leave any website information, whatever.
Yeah, so LinkedIn, it's Heather Goodchild on LinkedIn. There's a couple of us. So it's Heather Goodchild and Color Science on LinkedIn. And then if you want to check out our brand and what we're doing, you can go to colorscience.com or follow us on Instagram or TikTok at Color Science. And that's Color E Science. So we have an E in there. And then I have an open following on Instagram at heather.goodchild. And I welcome any connection.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
In summary, we sincerely hope you enjoyed our intriguing conversation with Heather Goodchild today. Allow me to highlight some key statements that she made that truly struck a chord with me. Number one is always trust yourself. And number two, you are where you are for a reason. Acknowledge that your contributions matter and hold significance. And number three, you are serving as an inspiration for those that are going to come after you. Thank you, Heather, for all of your words of wisdom. Our call to action is simple. Take the next steps toward enhancing your career in medical device sales with our exclusive yet limited offer, a personalized resume building consultation. Whether you are new to the industry or looking to level up your game, we are here to help.
Don't miss out on this opportunity to boost your professional profile and stand out from the crowd. Schedule your consultation today and unlock those doors of opportunity. Go to our website now, thegirlsofgrit.com, and click on the right-hand corner where it says Book Now. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Secrets in Medical Device Sales hosted by the Girls of Grit. You can find us on LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. Make it a great week, a better month, and a fantastic year.